Welcome to A Voice Note from the Wilderness as I share my journey of rewilding my business. And today I'm going to be diving into depth over hustle, because that's something that has really resonated with me the past few weeks. As I come back to doing business, I feel like I kind of can't keep up with the churn. I think as AI tools have come in, and don't get me wrong, some of them are absolutely fantastic. And when I've had low energy days, ChatGTP has pretty much helped support me, giving me some ideas and taking off some of the load. But I can never just use that. And I'm very conscious of making sure that it's a tool for kind of almost like a creative tool, spark ideas, refining, but never creating or coming up with things, because I really crave depth now. And I'm seeing it more and more as things feel faster paced, more churned out. There just seems a lack of depth. So when I do come across something that feels like someone's put a lot of heart and soul into it, it really resonates with me more. And I don't want to be a business that has to churn stuff out constantly. I never have. And I always try and lean into, smaller ways of people discovering me. And I'd rather put something out there that one person really resonates with than probably goes viral, but it doesn't really have any substance and it's not going to have much of an impact. And we can focus, I suppose, a little bit more on the numbers, especially on social media. And one thing I realized, like, people can look at your stuff and not even like it, but really love it and it touches them. And I've had people on my email list who've probably been on there, 2 or 3 years, and they've been reading quietly. I don't hear from them. And then I'll just get an email like, oh, I've been wanting to work for you for a year or more. So it just shows that as long as you're kind of putting it out there with intention and depth, then you just don't know who's listening and who's going to resonate with it. So that's been my focus now, is sort of depth over hustle. And of course, I have to really prioritize depth because I don't have lots of energy. So when I am creating something, I want it to really have deep meaning. And I suppose these voice notes are a little bit like that. Like, I hope someone could discover these in 5 years and still get something from them, as opposed to them just being throwaway things. And that's very much the way I work with businesses and brands as well. I want it to be something that has meaning and it isn't trend driven. And same with when I've been creating my brand kits, I try and think, like, will someone love this in 10 years? And the answer is yes, because I've kind of gone out and it's come from like a place of pure creative inspiration, I suppose, than just something created to just sell. And I think that's a big difference, maybe, if you're more of a soulful business owner. You're creating with heart and soul, and of course you want to sell and make money, but that isn't the core profit-driven driver. There are other things involved as well. And I think a lot of the sort of business movement now is very much like optimizing just for profit and productivity. And there's little space for soul and kind of depth when we're just focusing on that, because of course everything moves faster and faster. And I don't know about you, but I just want to move slower and slower. And it is a privileged position, I suppose, when you can have a little bit more space to do that. But then on the flip side, there is the money worry that comes in. And I think when that comes up, I think, oh, I need to make money. And then you can get yourself back into that frantic rhythm. But what I'm trying to do is just trust and get back to being grounded again, and know that if I'm creating from depth, then it will come, but it will be a slower pace. It's a slower burn. I suppose a bit like a fire, like when you're making a fire. I love making fires when I'm out in my camper van. The ones that sort of, they sometimes take ages to get started, but those ones, they seem to just burn for a longer time. And there's been quite an effort to get them started. But then the fires that just seem to start straight away, they seem to burn out really quickly. And seem a lot more effort to keep going. So I think that's what I'm approaching the depth in business, is to kind of really put a lot of heart and soul and foundation and strong roots into whatever I'm creating. And then trust that then the other stuff will flow after, but it might take a little bit longer, because I just don't want to be that person who's like out there hustling, selling intensely every single day and burning myself out. And honestly, if you're someone who does that, amazing, I'm super jealous of you. But I just can't do it. So I just always try and come back to that, wanting to put some depth into it and some beauty. And for me, it's a bit like that piece of art that touches you, or that poetry, or that piece of music. It creates a lot to touch someone deeply. But when you do, it's amazing. And I think we're all going to crave that more and more as everything becomes more AI generated, which doesn't take heart and soul to create something like that. So we will crave that. And it's reminding me, as I was looking for some rugs for my camper van, and I found an amazing artisan over in Portugal. She like hand looms them, and it's just a real craft business. And the rugs have arrived, and honestly, how I feel about them is so different to if I just bought something from like a mainstream store. And I think that's the thing, we're going to crave those artisan, that human touch, more and more as AI comes in. And I definitely, like, I think AI is going to be really powerful, and if it can give me more space to do more of this deep work, then that's really great. And that's what I'm going to explore as well with AI, is how can I free up space to take away some of the menial things, like, you know, social media posts or that type of stuff. Can I use AI to then give me more space to record things with depth, like a voice note, or create a brand kit, or create some type of product? So that's my little voice notes ramble today on how I'm going to be leaning more into depth over hustle and endless productivity. And again, please feel free to share if you're also feeling that craving to go deeper instead of harder and faster. And I'll be back in touch soon with another voice note from the wilderness.